ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, who do you call? The funny lawyer? The angry, aggressive lawyer? The lawyer that your mom's brother's friend's cousin recommends? No, call me instead. I'm the guy the insurance companies don't want you to call. Really, they really don't. I can help you, and I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. Check it out.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are we a nation divided or what? I was just looking at the latest Emerson College poll, and they were polling in, this is in Massachusetts, where Joe Biden holds a 54% approval rating in the Commonwealth. 40% disapprove. Get this. Nationwide, the approval, the nationwide approval, 51% disapprove. 51%. But in Massachusetts, he has a 54% approval rating. Nationally, he's at 42%. That's just bizarre. The people in Massachusetts, what are they smoking, huh? I'll put that question to Sam Peters. Yeah, Sam's running for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. We'll talk with him in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Home delivered meals, prescription assistance, utility assistance, disability services. Find resources for seniors in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. King Charles addressed the nation in his first speech as monarch on Friday. In that speech, Charles III says it's difficult saying goodbye to the Queen.
To my darling mama, as you begin your last great journey to join my dear late papa, I want simply to say this. Thank you. Thank you for your love and devotion to our family and to the family of nations you have so diligently all these years.
Charles addressed a nation grieving the only British monarch most people alive today had ever known. In a news conference at NATO headquarters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Ukrainian counteroffensive is making real progress.
I think it's too early to say exactly where this will go, when it will get there, and exactly where it will end up. But I think we can say that Ukraine is proceeding in a very deliberate way with a strong plan.
But he said after briefing NATO envoys about his trip to Kiev, this is likely to go on for a significant period of time. A federal judge in Phoenix has blocked enforcement of a new Arizona law restricting the filming of police. U.S. District Judge John Tucci agreed with the American Civil Liberties Union and multiple media organizations that the law appeared to violate the First Amendment. He issued a preliminary injunction on Friday. The law was slated to take effect on September 24th. Republican Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich and the prosecutor and sheriff's office in Maricopa County told the judge they would not defend the law. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 377 points. The Nasdaq rose 250, with the S&P 500 advancing 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
There is no country in this world that a black person would rather be. Unless, of course, they grow up in this country.
Uncle Tom 2 from Larry Elder and Justin Malone uncovers the Marxist plot using false racial tension to demoralize America.
They're fed a lie that is so deceptive, they actually believe the opposite of that which is true.
The first act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Uncle Tom 2. Watch on demand or buy the DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. He may be in jail, being held without bail on murder charges, but Robert Tellis is still technically the public administrator. County officials say they're reviewing their options, but since Tellis was elected to his position, it's not yet known how he might be removed from office, barring his death, resignation, or a voter-initiated recall. Officials say his staff had not been reporting to Tellis for some time since Jeff Gehrman's Review Journal stories were published. The office itself has been closed since this past Wednesday, with the staff working from home until further notice. Las Vegas police are urging residents to avoid a northeast Las Vegas desert area because of recent violent crimes. Lake Mead Boulevard and Arnona Road, or the Saddle, has been the scene of several recent violent crimes, especially at night. Reports of illegal shootings, robberies, and other crimes have occurred in that area, according to a statement from Metro Police. The area behind the Great Unconformity, a geological feature just off Lake Mead Boulevard, has a full view of the strip. So Metro has added a patrol in that area, and it urged residents to avoid hanging out in that area.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash. It's westbound Flamingo. That's before Buffalo there on the right side. Also expect some slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. In that area, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. 60 days to Election Day, the midterms, 60 days out. And, of course, the early voting in October. So there's going to be a lot of activity going on for candidates, poll workers, for all kinds of folks over the course of the next 60 days. 60 days and counting to the midterms. And joining us now, always happy to have him on, my friend Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in CD4, trying to unseat Stephen Horsford. It is essential that we send Stephen Horsford packing. First of all, Sam, happy Friday, man.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure. It's been a little while. We missed a week there somehow, but lots of traveling, lots of campaign stuff happening, but I appreciate you having me back.
Well, along with the world, mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth II, the congratulations to Charles III, King Charles III. He will be proclaimed officially as such tomorrow on Saturday in the UK. It is amazing to think of somebody in this environment lasting 70 years as a monarch in the UK. That is an incredible record that will never be equaled. Sam, are you there?
I am here. It's 70 years as the Queen. It's incredible. I saw a headline 70 years, people's lifetimes. She's been the only queen people have known, and not just young people, but lots of older people as well. And it's just incredible. So our hearts, thoughts, and prayers go out to the folks of England and Great Britain who are mourning her loss. And like you said, congratulations to King Charles tomorrow on what the next chapter brings for that monarchy. It's a big deal.
I want to talk about the race. Give me your sense. You're knocking on doors. You're talking with folks in CD4. Tell me what you're feeling. What does your gut tell you about what's going on in CD4?
People are upset. People are anxious. They're frustrated. There's still $5 gasoline all around the district. There's still some things on that, you know, commodities and stuff that people want to buy that they're having trouble getting. There's people are frustrated with just inflation overall. They're concerned. You know, I did an event last night in Mesquite at a private home with some folks, and you know, we talked for a couple of hours. And it's, you know, those things that we've been talking about for a long time, the border that is just seems to be wide open, and which brings in the crime, brings in drug trafficking, brings in all of this stuff. And then, of course, the inflation, which is on everybody's mind, like I mentioned, with gas, and it goes across the board. You know, Nevada's 15% inflation since January of 21. We're 15% higher than we were. So those are some of the things that are on the voters' minds that they're telling me. And it's overwhelmingly agreed upon that the administration and this Congress has been just neglecting their duties. In fact, neglecting their duties and getting those prices down and securing the border and doing what's right for the country, but they've been quite frankly working against what's right for the country. The feeling is that November is going to be a very good election cycle for the Republicans and America First candidates.
Sam, let me ask you: is there any justification that you get from the from your opponent that everything's going wonderfully and that everything's great and everything's good and people are fine? Do you get any pushback on that? Because what you said, those are facts.
Yeah, no, there's no justification. I mean, it's just insane to me, and the lies that come out of my opponent's mouth and across the media and the Democrat Party, it's just insanity that the rhetoric that they have. Stephen Horsford is putting things out like, you know, he said, you know, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, there's a stipulation in there to lower drug prices. Well, it doesn't. It may force a company to lower a drug price on a particular drug, but it's taking those dollars out of the American taxpayer to subsidize it, which you're paying for on the back end. So it's false, first of all. And second of all, you don't lower prices by spending more money. Inflation is created by government. Economists around the world know it. They've been preaching it for decades. And this government and Horsford they just continue to pile on and pile on more and more debt, more and more billion and trillion dollar, acts, legislation that just is going to continue to bankrupt the United States and, you know, continue to hurt families, continue to hurt young people who are trying to you know, just get food. No, there's no justification for it whatsoever. It's shameful what they're trying to do. And, you know, all the while they're pointing fingers they're saying it's the Republicans' fault how great they're doing by look at us passing this bill. Well, this bill, Inflation Reduction Act specifically, it does nothing to reduce inflation, as we've talked about before. It's going to do quite the opposite. And the Congressional Budget Office agrees with us. They're a nonpartisan organization in Washington that grades legislation on what it's going to do financially, et cetera. And they have said it's going to increase inflation and add, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of $230 billion to our federal deficit.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I've got to ask you about your trip to El Paso and your trip to the border. This was something you and I talked about ahead of time. Tell me about the trip.
Yeah, so the trip, we went down and did a tour with Tony Gonzalez, congressman out of the El Paso, San Antonio and El Paso region. He has the largest section of the southern border in his district. We went to El Paso specifically. We met with Border Patrol down there. And first thing, you know, before talking too much about the border itself, we have to highlight the Border Patrol and the agents that are trying to do, you know, the yeoman's work on the border. These folks are just heroes in my eyes. And it's a sad situation. There are 6,000 currently, about 6,000 Border Patrol agents that are retirement eligible. There's about 20,000 countrywide Recruitment has become nearly impossible because of the morale that is so low on these Border Patrol agents. They're not allowed to do their jobs as they were trained. They're not allowed to remove these folks. They're basically, they've turned them into process administrators where they just, you know, process people through a line and send them on their way throughout the United States. So they're completely demoralized, and it's a completely national security situation that's going on down at the southern border. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be addressed in a big way. You know, it was incredible to me as I stood there at the border wall. In fact, at the end of the border wall, we traveled out to a rancher's property where the border wall ends, and to get his take on what's happening. And you know, he said it very clearly. Every night at the end of the wall, people come around and walk around the end of the wall and walk into the United States. And there's nothing there's no Border Patrol agents there because, again, they're all out in the processing centers. The El Paso Processing Center specifically was designed to hold 1,050 people. When we were there, the day I was there, there was 2,400 people there, more than double what it was originally built to hold. So, and this is just one part of one sector across our entire southern border. So what's going on at the southern border is worse than what we see on TV, and it's a national security situation, and quite frankly a humanitarian crisis that has been built by this administration. And one of the telling pieces, there's two things I'll highlight on this, and we can talk some more about it. But Kamala Harris was tagged to be the border czar, and I've been to more places on the border than she has. And she's been there for a lot longer than I have. And it's absolutely sad. Here's another piece that I found incredibly interesting, and quite frankly ironic. El Paso, the town of El Paso, does not have an illegal immigration problem. And the reason for that is nobody stays there. They're not coming across the border to come to El Paso. They're coming across the border to go to all of the other states, all of the other cities. And every city, state, county in the United States has become a border town because of this administration and their complete negligence to protect America. And it's absolutely unfortunate, absolutely an absolute tragedy. And we have a choice on November 8th on whether or not we allow it or we fix it. And I vote we're going to fix it.
On your trip to El Paso, on your trip to the border, were there any Stephen Horsford sightings? I'm sorry.
Is this a comedy show that you started?
No, but...
This guy's not even seen in his own district. You can't expect to see him in El Paso.
Seriously, has he been to the border?
No, he has not. He has not.
I mean, that's...
No, he's not. And it's shameful. It's shameful for a guy, you know, who has a district that covers part of Las Vegas. Las Vegas is, you know, fifth in the nation for human trafficking, I believe it is. It's just the amount of fentanyl that is coming through, not only through the border into the United States. Just the other day, Nevada Highway Patrol seized 56 pounds of fentanyl on I-15 north of Las Vegas. And this is something that we talked about while I was down at the border with the Border Patrol. 2 pounds of fentanyl has the power and the ability to kill up to 500,000 people.
Wow.
2 pounds of fentanyl can kill 500,000 people, and we and the Nevada Highway Patrol just pulled 56 pounds off of our highway here. So it's a travesty what's happening, and it's being largely ignored by this administration and Stephen Horsford. He's not speaking up about it. He hasn't since he became a congressman. He is not focused on anything that is of national importance to our country, and that's what we elected him to do, or that's what he was elected to do. And he's just like Biden and Kamala. He is derelict in his duty and frankly, his oath.
The one thing we do know, and I know this both from talking with people on this show and just from being around the community, is one of the real issues that resonate with voters, and that is crime, the increase in crime. You did a ride-along, did you not?
I did. I rode along with Las Vegas Metro in the Northeast Area Command a few weeks ago. I did the whole shift with them. I came on, I sat through the briefing with them at the beginning of their shift, and I stayed right through the end of it to get a feel for what's going on in the streets up in Northeast Area, which is part of my district. And it's, you know, it was a week after I came back from the border, so I had the border, you know, perspective, and then I came back to get the local police perspective as well. You know, Las Vegas Metro is doing an incredible job out there, day in and day out. You know, from the patrol car that I sat in for 10 hours, there was a couple of traffic stops. There was responses all day long that, you know, going to people's houses for domestic situations, drug related instances, and those type of things. And these guys are true. They're just incredible at what they're doing. But I will tell you this, watching the calls come in through the computer in the police car, and watching some of the timelines of how quickly, or quite frankly, how not quickly we were able to get to certain calls, it was a little bit daunting. And it was a Sunday afternoon that I went on, and it was not probably the busiest of shifts for the police. But there was a lot of calls that were just weren't getting the attention that they needed, and it wasn't the police's fault. It's a Manning's fault. It's a lot of different things go into that. I mentioned, you know, on the Border Patrol side, they're recruiting the demoralized organization, which is affecting their ability to recruit. The same thing's happening in Las Vegas Metro. It's happening in police departments across the country. It's happening in our military, and it's all part and parcel of the poor Democrat policies. It's a part of judges releasing criminals, you know, cashless bail. All of these things are you know, spreading across our country. It's demoralizing our police organizations. It's demoralizing the ability to maintain law and order. And if we don't get a handle on it pretty quickly, Kevin, I'm telling you, things are going to get real bad if they're not already. And we see crime rising across the country in big ways, which is not something that I stand for. So.
Sam Peters joining us, Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. You, as we approach, we are now at 60 days to Election Day. You're picking up the pace. A lot of really cool events, telephone town halls and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been up to and what you will be up to in the coming weeks?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, we're 60 days from November 8th and 43 days from early voting it starts. So our early voting starts October 22nd, and we're only 43 days from that. So things are picking up in a big way. You're right. We did a telephone town hall two nights ago. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson was on with us. We talked about, you know, the inflation, the spending, the debt that this administration, this Congress is taking on. We talked a little bit about the student loan forgiveness executive order, which is ridiculous. So that was a lot of fun to have Congresswoman Hinson on. She's absolutely stellar in what she's doing and what she's doing to try and protect America and in Congress for her state. So I appreciate her being on. We did a town hall in a private home last night in Mesquite. Had a great conversation with the folks up there. Next Wednesday, actually Thursday, next Thursday, the 15th, it's the kickoff to the Hispanic Heritage Month. So we are going to host an event with Team Laxalt to do kind of a meet and greet. Carolina Serrano, if you remember, she was a candidate for Congress in Nevada's first district before the primary. She's going to join us. She's working on Team Laxalt now, and that's going to be at the RNC Community Center over here on Craig Road, West Craig Road. 3073 West Craig, and that's going to be a lead-in to an event on Saturday, next Saturday, where we're going to have folks, we're going to get together with Team Laxalt again and Operation Vamos, and we're going to do a big door-knocking day and get out there and make sure that we're with the voters of Nevada, finding out what's on their mind, letting them know that there is an option come October 22nd and November 8th, and I'd love to support them and work for them as their congressman. So, and on top